Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and we are almost to the Royal Rumble. Also in the house, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
Sup, everybody? How's it going? We got the old two-man booth tonight.
Two-man booth, because...
Just tribute time,
that's
or just
right.
Rocking it out. Too dank.
Too dank. As far as I'm concerned, we are the tag team champions.
I am the tag team champions.
I am the tag team champions, but we will get into that more later. We got an undisputed unveiling coming to all of the humanoids out there, this Royal Rumble.
We have
big
a
surprise.
Big surprise.
Yes.
Like the biggest, especially if you haven't been in this house.
That's right. So stay tuned, y'all. Next week, we're going to have a huge cast of characters in here. And we're going to have some chili in here as well.
We got Chili Fest. Chili Fest is usually number two to Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah,
WrestleMania. WrestleMania's biggest, then Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I thought I went.
And I love it. I watched last year's Royal Rumble today. I'm halfway through. I just watched the men's.
I saw you were watching that. Any thoughts?
I'm mad again that The Miz did not win it. Because it was won by Shinsuke Nakamura, who proceeded to have one of the biggest stinkers in WrestleMania history with AJ Styles putting on a not-so-phenomenal match last WrestleMania. I was right about that. I want the record to show Trebuchet was right.
Probably one of the most underperforming. That match should have stole the show, and it certainly did not. We were discussing that. I don't think it was the worst match on the card, but it definitely... was the most disappointing because it should have done so much better.
Does Shinsuke Nakamura have a chance in hell to win this one?
To win this Rumble this year?
Yeah. No.
Not at all.
That's how bad that match was. That's the way everybody feels about him.
He just dropped the U.S. title to Rusev. I'll be interested to see where he goes from
there.
They
have a rematch at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, my guess
which makes him even less of a threat to win this thing.
My guess will be that he doesn't win that rematch, and I don't really know where Shinsuke goes from here. I feel like...
AEW.
The heel turn was cool for him. Anyways, kicking AJ Styles in the ball, but that got pretty tired pretty fast.
He never won me over. Like everybody kept telling me, Trebuchet, you're gonna see this guy. He's coming. He's got cool entrance music. His entrance music is dope. I give it up for that every time. Like then they remixed it and I liked it even more.
Have you gotten to him in NXT yet?
He just made his debut.
Gotcha. Has he fought Sami Zayn?
Not yet. No.
Gotcha.
He hasn't wrestled on the big screen.
Yeah, he hasn't wrestled his first match yet. Watch how he does.
I will see,
if he can win me over,
it's going to be interesting.
See if you could understand where the hype was.
I will.
Because I am completely with you that he is underperforming on the main roster. And if you didn't see him in NXT and you haven't watched New Japan stuff,
you're
not really familiar with his work, I can see why you really think he's overhyped.
Yeah.
I wonder what you'll think when you'll see the NXT stuff and go, wow, they really just screwed him up.
Yeah, well, people said that about the Revival, and the Revival hasn't won me over on NXT yet either, but... we'll see. Like they haven't been moved up yet, but I'm not a fan. Top little guys, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you definitely don't seem to be a big fan of the Revival. Speaking of which,
they don't seem to be a big fan of the WWE anymore.
Yeah. So last episode we were talking about AEW, and how WWE might respond. It seems like two things happened actually. So they had their big press conference in Jacksonville that night at Raw. Pretty sure it was Raw. It was Raw or SmackDown. Was in Jacksonville. There were reports that fans were being told to either turn their shirts inside out, like be given like a they're given out like really like old clearance New Day shirts, which free shirt.
I would have took that.
Yeah, for sure.
That makes me want to wear an AEW shirt to
they
Raw
were,
coming up.
Yeah, they were basically saying,
like, oh, you're gonna give me a free T-shirt? That's cool.
Apparently, WWE Security was saying that AEW merchandise wasn't allowed there. WWE quickly reported so via social media that wasn't true. There seems to be some discrepancy in how true it is. WWE said that was never their policy and that shouldn't have happened. Fans swear it happened.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of prevailing theories that, I mean, back in the early 90s, WWF would pull this stuff because there's no internet.
Mm-hmm.
If you were wearing your Sting shirt to the front row of Raw, they could kick you out. And what do you? You don't have an internet to complain on.
I would have tried that.
It would have been an isolated thing. You would have been wronged. But but today, all you have to do is record you getting thrown out of the arena. That thing's going to go viral. It's going to be really bad press for WWE. So what I wonder is if they thought they could do it, caught the bad press immediately, changed course. Or there's some people think that maybe the guy... So we asked if, like, how AEW is going to handle merchandising. And what it seems to be true is that they'll probably work with Pro Wrestling Tees, which is basically where every independent wrestler that has merchandise goes through them.
Yep.
They're like an online store. They pay the independent wrestler. And they currently have AEW merchandise. Some people think it was actually just Pro Wrestling Tees guys making that up to kind of spike their business with controversy.
Uh-huh.
That was a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
So there's questions on how WWE is going to respond to their people wearing their merchandise on camera.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to let you into an arena, a WWE arena, with an AEW sign. There's no way.
No, they will take that away. They've been confiscating signs forever.
I know. I've seen it happen. I'm like, oh, I want to know what it said. I've backed up Raw so many times. I'm like, what did it say?
I've seen it happen live in person. And some of them didn't seem bad. Like, they were just like, they were anti whoever they were
supposed to be cheering for,
like a Roman Reigns sucks sign, you know. Well, we don't want that. The other thing that WWE seems to be affected,
stupid censorship.
Exactly. The other thing WWE seems to be affected by AEW with is, in the past few days I've heard that the Revival, Mike and Maria Kanellis, and Dolph Ziggler have all basically said that they want to leave the company.
Oh man, I'm really worried that Maria is going to go somewhere. Everybody else is like,
interestingly enough, it was all conjecture. It's not confirmed. Apparently, so the Revival wrestled Lucha House Party on Raw.
Big old
stinker of a segment. I don't think the match was bad.
I was mad that the screen with the match on it got even smaller. They took out another corner of that screen.
Yeah.
Like,
but not only did they didn't cut out for a commercial, they cut out for an interview segment backstage that really was of no real consequence.
I didn't know, like, which screen I was supposed to be watching. Because you have a tag match going on, which proves my point even more, that they don't take the tag division seriously on Monday Night Raw.
Neither of those segments seem particularly important. Well, you could have... So I'll say this. In the Hulu cut, neither of them were there. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
That said, I can understand, like, the Revival's frustration of, like, you cut into our match to show a nothing backstage segment. See how that would rub you the wrong way.
It even seemed like that backstage segment like ended early too. Like,
yeah, it was strange. But the story is that the Revival went backstage still in their gear,
mm-hmm.
and told Vince that, hey, we want our releases. Like, this, if this is what we're doing, mm-hmm. we don't want it. The Revival has had like playful internet feuds with the Young Bucks for a while.
Yep.
You were asking about the FTR thing.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that meant.
So,
I'm like, is it foot on the rope? Like, what does that even mean, you guys? Yeah. Like, they have such killer interviews. Like, they got to get that ladder to fucking reach the microphone, and then they're like, say yeah, and then they just go out to the ring. But anyways.
Man, you hating.
What?
You hating real hard right now.
Yeah, that's what it is. Go ahead.
Talk
about the action figures.
FTR, according to the Revival, stands for Forever the Revival, where the Young Bucks were hashtag fuck the Revival.
Language. I like it. I like the language.
It was basically at the end of last year, like late December. One of the Revival members said that one day we will wrestle the Young Bucks and the world will go crazy for it. Remember this tweet. And the Young Bucks basically said, one day we'll wrestle the Revival and the world will go crazy for it on the same day.
Oh, fun.
So they did that. They've kind of been picking at each other. The Revival got in like a weird little feud with like a Ring of Honor guy. Like, they are definitely not being on their best social media behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty much done with it. Mike and Maria Kanellis reportedly also asked for the release. Now that Maria has said that's not true. Speaking of not well behaved on,
I was worried.
Speaking of not well behaved on social media, Maria known for stirring some shit up.
My feelings, maybe.
Yeah.
You saw that issue of Playboy magazine, I'm sure.
I did.
Yes,
I did.
Yes, yes, you did. Hey, yo, send your hate mail to that goad.
Why? Why the hate mail? But so they're saying that. Mike and Maria are currently on 205 Live, not being well utilized. They're soft denying it. They're not even necessarily like saying we didn't ask for it. They're saying like oh, all these dirt sheet writers think they know everything. They're not even denying it. They're just poking.
Yeah.
That said, now you being used terribly well, I feel like Mike Bennett's a good talent. I feel like he'd be used well other places. It's said that he and Maria had some heat that basically they debuted for the company. Mike then immediately took time off the road to deal with drug addiction.
Oh.
He had a bad painkiller addiction that they were helping him with. Apparently, he didn't go to rehab.
Oh.
Because here's the thing. Is apparently, WWE will pay for the rehab of former talents.
Yeah.
But if WWE, if you're currently employed and you go to rehab, they basically take it out of your check.
Yeah.
So, like, he was working at home. From the sounds of it, this is all just me reporting. You can't hold any of this to... complete fact. bad disclaimer
there.
This is all
Chad Showtime Schultz's podium right
yeah,
now.
This is all hearsay.
He did not have an affair with that woman.
Yeah, I did not sleep with that young intern. As a matter of fact, we were up
all
night. You can send your hand like goat for
there
that.
There it
one.
Is, man.
So apparently people were like, they thought like they got scammed. They're like, hey, we're going to sign Mike Bennett. Oh, by the way, I can't wrestle because I'm addicted to painkillers. I need to get over this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if I buy that. I feel like that's a pretty bitter take from people. I think Mike Bennett's doing good getting clean. Respect him for that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Also,
I do remember his debut. His debut was a pretty big deal.
Really,
I was excited
about
it.
They really did nothing. No, I like the idea of them together. Maria immediately got pregnant right after. So basically
for a year,
they weren't able really to do anything.
Neither one of them.
I think there was some heat there.
I understand why they put him on 205 Live because of that. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
No, it was definitely.
It's not necessarily like a career killer now anymore either. They moved Mustafa Ali up. Like, there's a road to take.
Mustafa Ali killing it.
Yeah. Samoa Joe killing the Mustafa, more or less. But we'll get into that later.
My favorite thing with Mike Kanellis is actually, because when he did, like, so long ago, JBL was still doing commentary.
Yeah.
And I remember, because it's basically, she comes out and introduces them as Maria and Mike Kanellis.
Yeah, yeah.
And JBL goes, he took her name! Yeah. Just dumbfounded by it. Was the funniest thing.
Fuck you, Bradshaw. That's me quoting Chad a couple episodes ago.
Not for that. No, that's funny. But yeah, fuck JBL just in general. Not a big fan of the guy. He does occasionally say something funny. I thought that gimmick had legs too. Like where Mike was gonna be kind of like a bit of an emasculated man a little bit. Maria was gonna wear the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thinking you were gonna boo him for that, but Mike would just go, hey, you're booing me, but my wife's hotter than yours, and he's kinda got a point.
Yeah,
so right. Like I thought like that, and I've seen him wrestle. Like he's a fine enough wrestler.
I saw him in Impact Wrestling where he was good, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
Especially when he was
I really think that like true love thing they had going on really could have had some wheels to it.
Yeah. No, it was great. They were over the top with their romance, and she wore the pants, and the fans hated it.
Yeah.
And they were all like, how dare you switch gender roles in this day and age? And I'm just all like,
no, it was
it's
they got
2019,
heat. They got
guys.
Heat for
like,
it.
Yeah.
Like, their fans
well, it was
did not like
something
it.
Else, but yeah.
I always found her on the mic to be pretty annoying too. Just it's, like when she's talking, she has a very like,
yeah, you don't people
nasally
doesn't like
kind
it.
Of voice. Like she, I'm sure she plays it up too. She knows that like I'm getting under people's skin.
She's great at it. I'm a big fan.
So,
I'm a big fan.
So those
she's great on the stick.
Those, yeah.
Hey-o.
Those two teams asking for the release. Apparently WWE does not want to grant it.
Yeah.
The fifth, you may be more excited about this one than others. Dolph Ziggler's apparently.
I don't just clap after his name is said usually, let me tell you. And did the WWE make my dream come true? Did they fire the girl?
So from the sounds of it, Dolph Ziggler's entering career for WWE may be wrapping up. It sounds like they offered him a producer job or like an agent job.
Uh-huh.
He told him to get fucked.
Language.
Apparently,
yeah, that's a twofer.
Apparently,
two S's so far.
His contract is up at the end of January.
Uh-huh.
About this time last year, he re-signed.
Yeah, no.
He was gone for a minute.
He relinquished the United States title because he said the fans didn't deserve it. This was the kayfabe thing.
Yeah.
And then he just came back at the Rumble at number 30.
I just
watched it.
No, it was the dumbest thing.
And then he won the Intercontinental Championship on Raw that we went to.
Yep.
And then he lost it to Seth, I believe.
Yeah, and it's basically kind of just been propping Drew McIntyre up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, I felt like Dolph had some momentum. when he won that U.S. title, and just to go, eh, I don't want you guys to have it, because that was, I think it was contract dispute.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, from the sounds of it, he's got really no interest in re-signing, and I feel like Dolph Ziggler would be a pretty big coup by AEW. Like, I think, you can talk about, you know, what he is, and if he's talented or not, and really like him, but I think AEW getting Dolph Ziggler fresh off the WWE roster, I think Dolph will be energized to do his best work.
Yeah.
I think Dolph will be able to take, like, kind of, like, shows and dates that WWE won't let him have. He can kind of embrace his comedy a little bit more, do a couple other Hollywood things to then promote AEW as well.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that a reinvigorated Dolph Ziggler working for AEW would be a big coup.
But Dolph Ziggler's been a WWE guy for a very long time.
He worked for OVW, and then he came up to WWE, and Ezra hasn't been anywhere else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
My thought is that I really think that WWE is trying to keep all these guys around. I wouldn't be terribly surprised if they offered Dolph just more money to kind of keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that.
The plan is that he doesn't want to re-sign his contract, but I feel like they might throw him
a raise
doesn't deserve for a spot on the card, but they don't want to lose any. If they're not going to lose the Revival and Mike Kanellis, they definitely are not going to want to lose Dolph Ziggler.
Right, so they're taking this AEW threat seriously as far as we as, from an outside perspective, see.
Yeah.
Like, this, they're not letting guys go. They're hoarding this talent right now. And Mo called it last week that we may have another war on our hands. I think we have a small battle to wage.
I think we're getting the cart before the horse on that one. I think it's...
Yeah.
I think what we have
it's
is...
too soon to call it a war.
WWE knows AEW is a thing.
Yep.
And is planning accordingly. I don't think we've got a battle. I think we've got a war. I think we've got... WWE doesn't see AEW as just another nameless indie promotion.
Fair.
I think they're giving it more respect than they gave TNA in the 2004 or 5.
Yeah.
Basically, until Hulk Hogan joined, they're giving AEW more respect than TNA had up until that point.
So, yeah, I think they're taking it seriously because they issued in a new era here, and we have got some things to talk about. Showtime, let me tell you. Braun Strowman is no longer your number one contender for the WWE Universal Championship.
He's no longer your number one contender, and he got fined $100K.
Why?
For smashing up Vince's limo.
Yeah. Not only did he smash it, but he flipped it over.
He smashed some windows, ripped the door off, and then Vince fined him, took his toe shot, so he flipped it over.
It was comical watching him try to put the door back on it.
Yeah,
that was funny. I was there for that. Comedy and wrestling. Three claps for that. Yeah.
That was right on my borderline. I didn't hate it. Not my favorite thing. If they hadn't done it, I wouldn't have missed it. But I don't feel like it exposed the business. Like, I think we've got Braun. It's kind of a big goofy guy, and he's like, shit, gotta try to do something. Like, it was, that's right on my,
good God,
right on my line.
I have missed Vince McMahon's overacting so much. It's so good. I am just,
I really was, Vince was even saying, just his like, what the fuck, like, his, like,
he
manner.
He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word.
He's looking at Braun, looking at the limo, looking at the door, just like, why? Why did you do this? Why did he do it, Trebuchet?
He did it because Baron Corbin was hiding from the monster in Vince's limo.
So Baron Corbin cost Braun Strowman his title shot.
Yeah, it was fun.
What you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Don't put words in my mouth, Showtime. That is not what I said. Baron Corbin did not destroy that limousine. Braun Strowman did. I don't know how you're putting that on Baron Corbin. Stop being a humanoid and try to point the finger where it doesn't belong. Better than that, Showtime.
I was giving Baron Corbin credit for taking care of Braun Strowman's title shot. That wasn't blame. That was credit.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. I got a lot of people coming at me.
Your pro Baron Corbin stance is definitely not won over the hearts and minds of some.
Well, that's their problem. I'm right. Don't boo me. You should be booing yourself.
What do you like about Baron Corbin right now?
I like that he currently doesn't have anywhere to go but up. He doesn't have anything locked down. He's not fighting for a title, so he's not going to wrestle twice at the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the GM. He doesn't have that. And he's kind of got a thing going in the main event picture. He slugged Braun Strowman with the title before, was that Greatest Royal Rumble?
I think so, yeah. He was still doing GM stuff.
Yeah, and he gave Brock his title, so he's sniffing around the title a lot.
He's sniffing around the title. You're right. He doesn't have any other prior commitments storyline.
He's my pick as of right now to win this Rumble, and people think I'm just being a troll or a hater, but I truly believe that the vest is the best thing going in WWE today.
I think we're going to get... I think we're going to get Braun-Baron interaction in the Rumble. My guess will be that Baron is going to enter early or in, be pretty dominant, eliminate some people, throw out some end of days. Braun's going to come out and throw Baron out. I think that's how Baron's going to lose, is Braun's going to, when Braun enters, he's going to eliminate him.
Yeah. We'll see about that. Last Royal Rumble, Baron Corbin just left just bodies everywhere. He came out, he got eliminated, but he took out Rusev, Balor.
He did a good showing.
Yeah, he did.
Speaking of Balor,
Heath Slater. Everybody took Heath Slater. I thought that was fun.
Balor challenging for the Universal title.
Yeah, I like it. I think he's going to lose.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna kneecap Finn Balor once again.
And yeah,
and our dear friend Robert Space Force is gonna have such a sad day.
I'm sorry, Robert.
I'll have the tissues ready.
I like treating Finn like he's something, but yeah, I really feel like Finn's just the fall guy here. What I'm reading is that Baron. People are wondering why Braun lost his title shot. People are thinking that maybe his elbow injury is.
That's what I thought. I'm like, he just must not be healed up from that surgery. From the sounds of
it, he's fine, but Vince isn't planning on taking the title off Lesnar yet.
Okay.
And Braun's already lost to Brock a couple times.
Yeah.
They don't want him to lose again. They feel like, hey, if he lost to Brock again, it would really expose him. It would look very bad.
Yeah.
So having him either win or just do well in the Rumble seems like better than having him lose to Brock.
I like Balor having a good showing on Raw because he had double duty.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, and Vince, he says Vince didn't believe in him. So he got the anti-Vince rub.
Yeah, that always works.
He beat Jinder.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Cena. Yeah. And then Cena put him over on the mic, and I hated that.
I hated that part of Raw, too. I hated most of this Raw. The only things from this Raw I really liked was, I liked the opening segment with Vince and Braun.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, my inner self just fucking loved the Alexa Bliss segment.
That was the thing that happened.
That's right. Sure. She just unveiled those tag team championships, Chad. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did it on the moment of Bliss. But
that's where I was seeing something else.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what are you talking about? Like that be that segment where she was just had her puppies out, if you will. Those dogs were barking, if you will.
Something like that.
They were kind of howling. Anyways. The WWE re-signed Jerry Lawler, everybody.
Yeah, now look at all this canine imagery. WWE did re-sign Jerry
Lawler. Yeah, I hope that he's going to call the Rumble again. That's always fun.
It's being reported, the Rumble being called by Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, JBL.
Oh, they're bringing Bradshaw back, huh?
Yeah, I like the idea of having a different sound. I really wish it wasn't JBL. Like, I wish it would have been...
Anybody else but Booker T? That's where I'm at with it. Yeah. I stand by it. Sorry, Truth. I know you're mad at me right now because you like Booker T a lot.
I really think Jerry, Michael
Cole...
I like Booker
T as a talent better than I do as a commentator.
I think Jerry, Michael Cole, Corey Graves would have been fine.
I wanted Renee and King. And we're going to need... I would have liked Corey Graves in the middle.
I was excited about Renee doing commentary. I'm over it already.
You stop it. You stop it right now. That's remains to be seen.
She doesn't impress me. And I honestly don't think it's her fault. I think that they have her playing a part as a commentator, and it feels very unnatural. I don't think Renee being bad at commentary now is on Renee. I think they have her doing something that no other commentator is doing. She's very clearly playing a part. She doesn't do it very well.
On a scale from Tom Phillips to Corey Graves, where is she?
That's a weird scale.
Well, just out of current, like, where does she rank? Because we know Corey Graves is your favorite right now. You said that.
My favorite current announcer.
Yeah.
If we're not including Mauro Ranallo, who's on NXT, yeah, I would say Corey's my favorite.
Yeah. You hate Tom Phillips.
I hate Tom Phillips and I hate Rich Brennan. I think Rich is too generic. I think Renee... Here's the thing. What I'm asking myself now is, would I rather have generic that at least sounds authentic?
Mm-hmm.
Authentic generic. Or would I really have something that sounds a little different but feels fake?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'd rather just have Todd Phillips.
Yeah. That's where I'm just trying to see where you're coming from here.
I really wish we could have something that sounded a little different that didn't. If they just let Renee talk.
There's a lot of potential here still. I'm not cashing in the chips yet.
I'm not saying Renee's doing a bad job because of anything she's doing. I think Vince micromanages.
Oh, definitely.
There are good announcers that can't announce under Vince because he wants to micromanage.
Fair.
My guess would be that if she didn't have Vince in her ear constantly badgering her, she'd probably be better than most people currently announcing. But I don't. I'm going to attribute it to her not doing well at being micromanaged, and that's not on her.
I think
that's the machine.
I'm okay with Renee here. I'm a big fan. First time caller, long time listener, you know.
Sure.
And she can hit me up at Trebuchet LOL because I'm on that Twitter machine, you know. That place where you live.
No, I do live there. Are you gonna try to get rid of her and Dean's? That seems like it might go bad for you.
What's that? I'm not trying to get in. No, I just I'm a fan of Renee, that's all. Jeez. Don't try to get me beat up by the lunatic here, man. He's got looking like Bane here, and I can't. I'm not Batman.
Speaking of
I'm not even Robin, dude. I'm Albert at best.
Speaking of the lunatic, Bobby Lashley, new
interview. Bobby Lashley! Three claps for him right now.
Lashley!
Oh my god!
Lashley!
I'm so happy about this. I did not think they were gonna do this, and they finally, because he's been jobbing a little bit.
I don't think he's been jobbing recently. I think he's been kind of on the upswing. I think he's been building him up.
Being the Intercontinental Championship.
I think giving him Leo Rush was a great idea. Making him heel is a great idea.
The Seth Dean feud doesn't need that title.
No, that's what it's
a grudge match.
Is that Seth Dean is going to stay a thing.
Yep.
And it didn't need the Intercontinental title to be a thing.
Nope.
Basically, all we've done is let Seth and Dean continue to fight, and now Bobby Lashley can fight people for the title.
And that's going to happen. There are no more rematch clauses, so Seth doesn't have a shot here anymore. So
yeah. You took another does Dean.
So who do you think they're going to throw in here, do you think?
I think we're going to get Apollo.
You think? I can see
I think Apollo might be one of the first people. He's been getting a minor push, kind of showing him off. Could really see them. I mean, he's really – what other, like, babyface mid-carder is there for right now on Raw? Elias?
Jinder, maybe?
I Jinder is a heel. I don't think that we're going to get Jinder versus Lashley. I think probably what ends up happening is I think Apollo will probably lose to Lashley.
Maybe Elias.
No, that's what I'm thinking is. Yeah. I think when Elias does challenge Lashley for the title, I think Elias might win it.
We'll see. Yeah.
But no, we basically when Dean or Seth has that belt right now, basically we have one feud.
Yeah.
Take the belt off one of them and put it in someone else, you're gonna have two feuds. So we got a feud for that belt, and Dean and Seth can still feud. They don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I think I've got Seth to win the Royal Rumble.
You're picking Seth?
I'm wavering back and forth between Braun and Seth.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like it might be Seth.
Yep. My heart of hearts, I want it to be Kofi Kingston. I would also love it to be Cesaro or Sheamus, but they're tied to the tag division, unfortunately.
What I'm thinking is that we're gonna get. I think that we're gonna get Baron Braun and some kind of shenanigans eliminating one another from the Rumble or something. It's going to lead to them not at the main event of WrestleMania. I think we could very well get Baron Braun in some kind of match for Mania.
We'll see.
I'm thinking Seth Brock might be the play, and I don't know who wins there.
Nope, I'm still going for the WrestleMania 2000. A McMahon with a different superstar.
I think that'd be fine. I do think that I feel like as we're trying to really push Seth to the moon now, I think we're trying to make Seth Roman Reigns a little bit. I think that if you want to get the machine behind Seth again, he's already over, but if you want to make him just on fire the way he used to be, have him beat Brock clean.
Yeah.
Curb stomp Brock for the win. I think that that would set the fans ablaze.
Well, he's done it at WrestleMania before.
He didn't pin Brock, but yeah, he's won
the main event of WrestleMania.
He won the title, yep.
Yeah, that was pinned great. Roman. I remember that. It was great.
You mentioned we have the women's tag titles on Raw now.
Yeah, we do.
What are your thoughts?
It was a necessary thing that they were definitely going to do. They were hinting at it for a very long time.
I agree that it was going to happen. Was it necessary?
Well, I guess just because Raw needs a tag division. Why not start somewhere? You know how my opinion about the tag division on Raw. There's better women tag teams. The Riot Squad is better than any male tag team out there right now.
I wonder how the women's tag titles will be defended, because they're not the Raw women's tag titles.
Well, that's interesting. Well, you were discussing this a little bit. You think that we may be done with the brand split?
I think we've seen the first major crack of the brand split, and I think it's going to fall apart soon.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of the NXT guys came up, and basically they announced that those new NXT call-ups were going to be on both brands for a little while to show off what they had, and I feel like as soon as you start doing that, you're basically saying the brand split doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And usually those little kind of, oh, there's a little crossover loophole here.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the first hole in the boat, and it doesn't take long to sink.
We'll see. We'll see if the writing is on the wall.
Honestly, though, we have enough belts. Like, so
there's
if we,
too many.
If we unify WWE and Universal,
yeah.
If we unify tag titles, women's titles, I think we can leave women's tag title. I think we can leave a separate Intercontinental in the U.S.
Yeah.
I think that's the right amount of belts.
Right. Well, plus you also have the Cruiserweight title, too.
Which we're not defending on TV, but we definitely could.
Yeah.
I think we should, actually.
Yeah, no, I do too. Because, like I said, you got Mustafa Ali off of there.
I really believe that having a Raw women's title and a SmackDown women's title, having a Raw tag title and a SmackDown tag title, it seems dumb. I really like the idea of champs that go between shows. Admittedly, the brand split, I really believe that if we're going to have a brand split,
yeah,
we, I don't know.
If we're going to get
rid of it, we need to either shorten up the roster or do something, because guys get lost in that shuffle really easily. That's my biggest argument against the brand, or for the brand split, is that it gives opportunities for guys to be on TV that normally wouldn't.
Fair. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
The counter argument is that I don't think they'll remove the brand split. The reason I think that they might not is because you may be in a situation where you have to start releasing guys.
Well, yeah. That's
one big roster is enough room, but they don't want to release guys because of AEW.
Right.
So it's a tricky situation to be in.
That's fun. It's fun discussion. And if they do unify them, then I'm going to have all kinds of new opinions and everything on how they should do that, too.
Oh, I believe it.
It's going to be great. But what else happened on Raw here? There was a bunch of craptastic stuff. Nikki Cross, that was like the one of those new NXT people. I really like her.
You like Nikki Cross?
I like her, and I like EC3. That match, everybody else that, coming up, I have
was,
no...
That match was a turd other than Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross looked like the veteran in there.
Yeah.
Like that, and that's shocking, because she was definitely the least experienced out of all those people, as far as I know.
The Sasha Ronda segment was abysmal.
I didn't think it was as bad as you made it out to sound.
I did not like it. Ronda's,
it served its purpose, and it moved the story forward.
What was the purpose, exactly?
To build this feud more, make the humanoids care about the Sasha Ronda feud. But the humanoids do.
I don't think they care any more than they did before. I think that it exposed that Ronda's not really good on the mic, and Sasha's just not good. Sorry.
Who hurt you, Chad?
You can't make me like Sasha.
Who hurt you, Chad? Don't be a hater.
I'm on 30 hours no sleep.
Don't masturbate. That's what that...
Why do you think I haven't been sleeping?
Oh, okay. I'm starting to see see the whole picture here.
Nah, my eyes are crusted.
It's sticky. Ew. Send your hater that going. Yes. I am the tag team champions.
I am the tag team.
Anyways, apparently Chad Gable and Bobby Roode think they are, but that division's a joke.
I keep forgetting the tag team champions. You asked me.
No, I asked.
You asked me on Raw in complete earnesty. You're like, who's got the belts?
Yeah, no. I was a little high at the time, but still, like, because they weren't on Raw, were they?
Nope.
No,
they were not. We watched the full cut.
Yeah.
No, got nothing. Raw tag division isn't looking any better either. No. Like, it does. It's getting worse, not better.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the debut of Heavy Machinery, or one of the Heavy Machinery guys, not even both of them, during that Moment of Bliss segment.
No, they both came out.
Did they?
One came out, and then the other one came out.
Oh, okay. I must have missed.
Brought him back. Yeah, you weren't too interested at that point.
It feels dumb.
Raw was pretty bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not a great episode. I definitely...
Well, no, wait. That was shortly after Alexa showed her boob. What were you... You retreated to the bathroom, didn't you? Okay. This is starting to... That's a sticky situation, too.
I yeah, I got nothing to say in my defense.
That's fair. That's fair.
You can't prove anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think we have that lawyer yet.
You can't. So you can't afford the DNA evidence.
Ew.
Yeah.
Doing my best John Cena impression right there.
But I don't care for Heavy Machinery. I think they're just another really big tag team. I don't like their whatever the goofy kind of dim-witted big guys gimmick they have going on. They had that little segment with Becky at the sort of SmackDown where she's drinking all the stuff.
Ugh. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did you?
No,
you were making faces.
I'm just all like, why are we doing this? This new era. The thing about the new era that I liked a lot was the AJ Styles and the merch, and then Daniel Bryan attacking him.
Yeah, that was a good segment on SmackDown.
That was my favorite thing. And SmackDown
is leaps and bounds better than Raw these days.
I was just gonna say SmackDown was exponentially better than Raw this week. Like
we had. That opening segment with Daniel and AJ is good. It seems real. It's getting the fans involved in a way they're not usually involved.
We had the best birthday segment in the world, presented by The Miz.
Yep. Miz and Shane versus Cesaro and Sheamus. We had an absolute classic between Rey Mysterio and Andrade.
Three claps for that match right now. That was the match of the year and last year, as far as I'm concerned. That was the best.
It was the best match I've seen on SmackDown that I can remember.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Certainly in recent memory.
Matches like that are the reason I watch this sport. And that's why I call it a sport. Just watch that match.
Rey Mysterio. You know,
these guys took each other to the limit and then left it all out there. And Andrade is only going by his first name now.
Yeah, as you said, apparently he's not Andrade Cien Almas anymore, just Andrade.
Nope, he's lost weight in the letters, like, so.
Yeah, they, yeah, they had a good match. I think it was either last week or the week before, too.
Yeah.
But my understanding was that part of Rey Mysterio coming in is that they had plans of them working together. Their styles very much complement each other. They think Rey Mysterio can kind of give almost a rub.
Yeah. Speaking of giving a rub, I think Mike Chioda has a sexual harassment lawsuit on his hands, putting his hand on Selena Vega's.
That way you both kind of were like,
Derriere.
Yeah.
Did you see the shitter on that critter? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Send your hate mail at Trebuchet.
That's fair. I deserve it. I'm a big fan of Zelina Vega, is all I'm saying.
I know. It was funny. She hopped up on the ring apron, and Mike Kyoto wasted no time just taking her by the rear
end. I was just like, whoa, hashtag me too. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. We're on freaking USA Network.
very Donald Trump.
You went there.
I was gonna go there. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But no, that match is
famous. WWE Hall of Famer you're talking about. Is he the worst one, in your opinion?
I mean, Kid Rock's there too. It's tough. They're both enjoying cocaine and whiskey.
God.
You love that song, don't you?
Walk away.
If you ever come to Fulton Street Pub for karaoke, be sure to sing "Picture" with Trebuchet. He loves that song. He'll be Kid Rock or Sheryl Crow. He doesn't care which. I told him I was going to sing that song. He told me he's just going to start putting random songs on.
Yeah, you said you were going to start putting up slips that say "Picture" on them, and I'm going to be like, oh, well, what? You're going to sing Whitney Houston here, Chad. That's what you're going
to
do.
Well, I do want to dance with somebody.
Oh, that's good.
With somebody who loves me. So, like, how about the Mandy Rose Usos thing going on?
That was fun. I had an interesting take. I was all like, Jay should have went instead.
Like, yeah, and I was like, one of those where, like, because it was really weird. Because, there's no real context of, like, why he's there. You know, she takes off the robe. She's in her underwear. And he kind of, like, steps outside, and Naomi just comes and attacks her. You and I were watching the screen pretty intently.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did not hate that. I did not hate them having a bedroom match. Hashtag bedroom match. That's right. Coined it here.
Hashtag bedroom match.
That's right. I seen it. I seen it with my own eyes, Showtime. I did. It was there. It was very, very
SmackDown. Interesting. It's interesting that SmackDown has 1 hour less of TV, but still seems to provide much more quality content.
It is. It is just anything can happen there. They're giving it that feeling. I love that.
You know, yeah, I really feel like we're seeing more of the new era, so to speak, on SmackDown. Like, as far as I mean, I'm really liking going to the fan, like out in the, you know, the arena for certain segments. Like, I think it all boosts sales of tickets.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people don't discuss so much is, like, part of the thing that I loved about the Attitude Era was, like, some of those Stone Cold Steve Austin segments where he would go out to, like, the Detroit Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Or The Rock went to the Detroit Bridge when he was feuding with Austin, and he threw... Austin threw The Rock's title in the river is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and you don't want to go after
Jesus.
It.
Jesus Christ, that was hard for me to get through. The struggle bus has just pulled up, everybody.
It's all right, man. But, no, I think it's a nice change of pace. I think it's good for the fans.
But, yeah,
they
had that.
It looks different.
Didn't we have somebody fighting in the Mexico River or whatever at one point?
I think so. We've actually had it a couple times.
Yeah. I believe Edge was part of that once.
Yeah.
JBL was part of that.
I remember saying that for the Styles Bryan thing is that it felt real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt like they were legitimately mad at each other. They were fighting in the stands.
Yeah.
It had a very... It was different, but not overproduced. Like, it looked like there was a camera guy there who was recording it happened, and it happened.
Yeah.
We didn't switch to 5 camera angles. He was doing too much shaking, but, you know, it's...
Not enough bacon.
That's exactly right.
But, yeah, and then you didn't care for when they went to the hotel room that Jimmy didn't acknowledge the camera guy being there.
Yeah,
like,
that's
one they had one dude just like run out and be like click click.
Yeah, no, she takes off the robe. She's in her robe. She's in her underwear. Dude just runs out with like a big like paparazzi camera. Like 3 clicks and run away. Like,
this dude's
like there's not a cameraman right there.
You want to see my camera? Flash, and it wasn't even a good flash. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I just. And this is a nitpick, but it's like...
a nitpick? Is that what you said?
I said nitpick, but...
that's not what I heard.
That's fair.
But I'm hearing what I want over here.
It's just interesting that, like, in wrestling, there really is no fourth wall. Like, Vince doesn't want you to stare directly into the camera, but basically, you know you're being watched all times. If you're being recorded backstage, you know there's a camera.
Yeah.
You're in the ring, you know there's a camera. It's just, it's weird where that's like, the accepted things happening until all of a sudden, like, but we're in private now.
Yeah, Chad, there's not an arena full of people. That means the cameras aren't there anymore. They turn invisible when they leave the arena. You didn't know that?
Yeah,
you missed that part?
I must have.
Yeah, yeah. That's kayfabe.
It would be fine. It would be fine.
Now, forever.
Yeah. It would be fine if there was always a fourth wall, like most of our TV shows. It's a weird continuity error. It's really a nitpick. I don't think it really matters, but it definitely is jarring to me. It's like, oh, wait.
It's not even that bad. It's not jarring.
I dislike things that make the business look phony, and that makes business look phony.
Oh, whatever. It's fun. I don't care. I liked it. It was a good segment. But no, I thought it was gonna be Jay for a minute because
no, he was
my wife. I'm like,
no,
oh,
that's
Jay Uso.
Literally where I thought that was going. Is yeah. He had his tattoos all covered, was wearing the hat.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, he's just like, just wait till I show your wife. He goes, my wife. I was like, I'm Jay. Like yeah. I thought
Jimmy would be out with Naomi somewhere.
Yeah, no, and we were joking around like, hey, no, I cheated with Jimmy. Like, no, I was with him the whole time. Like, no, it's my brother. Like,
yeah,
be a weird like twin magic thing. Probably wouldn't fly in 2019.
No, that's fair.
To be honest.
No, that's fair.
Problematic behavior. That's accurate.
Yeah, but like because they've been setting him up for a long time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm not saying
that Jay would go there with ill intentions with Mandy Rose. That's not what I'm saying here, Trebuchites. I'm going to get some hate mail on this. I can feel it. I can feel it.
It's building. honestly,
the worst part of
the whole thing was more like the Usos doing like a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And... they like she he gets that like present. It's like, you know, he thinks it's Naomi's for the anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a letter that, you know, I've been really naughty. I need to go in the Uso penitentiary for some reason. Jimmy wants Jay to read it to him.
That
which
was
is
weird to me.
Weird.
That was weird to me.
He's like, oh, read it to me. Like, oh yeah, no, I'll read this love note from your wife to you.
I attribute that to all the step sibling porn going on Pornhub right now.
That has to be it.
I don't know why it's connected, but somewhere. There's a writer that's connected to. I'm just saying.
I believe it. But then, you know, it's revealed that it was Mandy Rose that wrote it and shut the hotel key.
Yeah.
And Jay goes, Jimmy, what are you going to do? He's like, I don't know. Like you don't know.
You're on a photo
there's
shoot.
There's a camera right there, buddy. If you don't know what you're going to do, lie. Why would you? Like, it's just those emotional, like, we're very clearly on camera, but I'm going to say something I would never say on.
Right. Well, back in the day when Eric Bischoff was running, they had that F view. Where it was all like a hidden camera.
Yeah, that was.
Did you care for that more?
That was.
Would you have preferred it to be like that?
I thought that was a stupid idea, but I think I just want them to.
I thought that was a fun idea. First of all, you didn't know who was running the camera.
It was. They were usually just like hidden cameras.
Yeah, I know. But, I know, but they were like, "Oh, who's doing it?" Like, yeah. I don't know if they ever came to the bottom of that or not.
I know. It was never really hidden. It was very clear that Bischoff was just planting those. Yeah. It was my understanding.
Oh, it was Bischoff.
Yeah, Bischoff was like, "Raw is so different. We're gonna do HLA, and I'm gonna have weird like voyeur cams of." People,
yeah, it was very reminiscent of SmackDown.
Yeah, very
it.
2002 creepy.
I enjoyed it very much, is what I'm saying. I give it 3 claps again.
I do just wish that we just pay attention to the cameras are there. Like, I find that with the product where it is, suspicions it is.
I love how bothered you are by it. I'm okay with this. I would much rather have this than them switching 8 different camera angles during
why
a match.
Why is that the choice, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why is that the dichotomy? It's like you either have 10 shitty camera angles, or then in backstage segments, wrestlers pretend the cameraman isn't there. What?
It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Showtime.
Do you want $20 or for it to not snow anymore? Like, why are those my choices? Like.
It's a tough choice.
Yeah, no, but like, why? Like, where's the connection?
I guess
why?
The snow. I guess I get rid of the snow.
Yeah.
I need that $20.
No, I mean,
I'm a stand-up comedian here, y'all. Speaking of that, don't you got a gig coming up here, Showtime?
I do. January 30th, come out to Dr. Grin's Comedy Club. Uh-huh. Tickets on sale now.
Yeah, you should also come out March 6th. I'm doing a thing there.
You're going to be doing Funniest Person?
Yes, I am officially signed up. I crossed the T's and dotted the I's. Signed the contract. My lawyers told me it was all good to go. So, it was me. It's me. Mm. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to.
It was me all along, Austin.
Yeah, it was behind the paywall, Chad.
Oh, sorry.
Like, damn it.
Sorry.
It's all good.
No,
come out and see us, you guys. Like, seriously, tickets for $5. Like,
that should be a lot of fun. I think you may be very well see Tribute Time in the finals.
We're looking forward to it. But, yeah, back to Wrestle Talk. Just, I love the bar. They're great.
Big fan of the bar?
Big fan of the bar.
I
would like for either one of those guys to win the Rumble, but they're not going to.
I like how they're being used. They're not on TV a ton. They're not wrestling every night.
Yeah.
I think that they're tough guys. They're being presented as real talent that can still go when they can. I think that it's no secret, though, that I think Sheamus, specifically, his career is starting to wind down.
You think so?
He's got bad neck problems.
Oh, that'll do it every time.
My guess would be he's got maybe a year or two full-time left in him, tops.
Well, we'll see.
And I don't know what they'll do with Cesaro if Sheamus is gone. I think he's got big upsides, but I don't know if Vince feels that way about it.
I don't know why they don't push him more. I don't know.
Yeah,
Is it his mic work? I feel like it's his mic work.
His mic work's not bad. He's got an accent, I know Vince is weird about.
Worse.
But yeah, no, he's definitely not a bad on the stage.
It definitely isn't his technical wrestling.
Yeah,
like it ain't. None but of
I think
it ain't
his
conditioning.
They work really
it
well.
Stamina.
They work really well as a team. Like they're both just kind
tough
of
guys.
They're doing like the fun loving tough guy thing. They're just jocks that want to
beat people up.
They're super rough. They put on good matches.
And they want to win.
Yeah.
And they don't care how they do it. They're good.
They're
I love them. They're great.
They're an example that they're not really being handed a bunch of like character development.
They don't need it.
They're established, and I think that they put on good matches and they're fun when they're on TV. I don't really see any problem with the bar. I think honestly, since the new brand split, we've had Raw SmackDown titles and Raw and SmackDown tag titles.
Yeah.
I think that the bar are probably the best tag team we've had since that happened. They've won. They've had extended runs with both tag titles. What tag team has done better since their most recent one?
I got nothing for you. No, that's
I really
that's, that bar that checks out.
The like, bar has been the tag team.
You
of
could
this
argue the New Day
generation
because they've
the
won
New Day.
Like
the New Day have
five times.
The New Day have won. No, that's that would be.
But I think the bar has won five times too.
If you're gonna make a list, you gotta go. I think you go in no particular order. Bar, Usos, New Day. Those are the three
in no
most,
particular order. There,
yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. I could sit and try to hammer out why those should be in the whatever order they're in, but no, I really don't think there's any debating. Those are the three top tag teams in WWE.
It's easily.
New Day and Usos have put on some of the best matches together.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, from a title standpoint, yeah, I don't know that there's. Is there any other team that's won both Raw and SmackDown tag titles at this point? None that I can think of.
I don't think so. You can tweet at us. You're at Showtime Schultz, aren't you?
I am.
And that where you're living at right now these days?
Sure is.
It's cool.
I mean, how many women have won both women's titles? We've got Charlotte, and Alexa. Oh, Charlotte and Alexa.
Becky did not?
I don't think Becky won the Raw tag title. Raw
okay,
title.
I know she won the...
She definitely won the SmackDown one. I don't remember her winning the Raw
she
one.
She may not have.
I know Charlotte's won both. Sasha's Alexa. Only won... Alexa. Yeah. Yep, no, I said, yeah, Charlotte and Alexa, the two I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Hopefully Alexa can get back in the ring soon.
I don't know. She may just be doing the talk show segment for a while here.
I'd like to see her in the Rumble if she's ready. But here's the thing. If she's not, I'd much rather... If they're making good use of her on TV.
Yeah.
I think they realize they have a star on their hands whether she's in the ring or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see her back when she's ready. But if she's not ready, don't rush it.
Absolutely.
She's very young. I don't need to see her throw her career away because she's coming back off a concussion.
No, she can talk people into the arena. She doesn't need to.
Probably keep Ronda and Nia away from her. They murdered her.
No. Here's my question, Chad. Do you think Ronda and Sasha are gonna make it out of Royal Rumble alive? Sasha Banks has two modes, and what are they?
Miss by a mile and sorry I broke your neck.
I love it. I love it so much. I'd like to tell you you're wrong.
But. I'd like to tell you I don't mean every word of that, but I sure as shit do.
Only person worse is Shawn Michaels, right? I'm sorry. It's just true. That's just true as well.
So
stay out of the ring, HBK. You're done. You're done. Yeah. You too, Undertaker. Don't come back this year. I mean it.
I mean it. I feel like Sasha's in a kind of a no-win situation here, though. Like, I'm not exactly sympathetic, but what it is that she's not going to beat Ronda, obviously. I don't think there's probably 0% chance she beats her. The problem is that she's either going to job her to Ronda.
I don't say 0% chance. She's got a shot at beating her.
I really don't think she does. Ronda's not in WrestleMania.
Undefeated at WrestleMania still, you think?
Yeah, she's going to wrestle at WrestleMania. As a champion, I have zero doubt. I think if there's any match that is a given... So Ronda taps Sasha out at the Royal Rumble.
Uh-huh. And then does the Elimination Chamber match, is that just for the number one contendership, you think?
Probably.
And then...
My guess would be that a SmackDown... Well, honestly, what I think is going to happen for the women's title, I think Becky is going to beat Asuka. I think that Nia is going to win the Royal Rumble and go to Raw. I'm sorry, to go to SmackDown to face Ronda, or to face Becky.
Oof.
Yeah,
struggling today.
30 hours no sleep, man. I am trying.
Yeah. Well, we only have about 10 minutes left on the show, so we're gonna struggle our way through it here, bud.
So, Nia wins Rumble, goes to SmackDown to face Ronda.
Yeah.
I think Raw has a number one contenders, Elimination Chamber, to decide who faces Ronda for the belt.
Okay.
Here's
what I want. This is what I want to happen. I want Sasha to beat Ronda.
Okay.
And then I want the number one contendership to be at Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
And then Ronda wins that, then you got the rematch at Mania. I feel like that would make more interest in that title. I really do.
I think that might be more interesting. I really don't see
I don't like Ronda. On Raw, both big champions are hoarding their titles. The Universal Championship hasn't moved. And the WWE Women's Championship hasn't moved.
Ronda is wrestling every week on Raw. She's in competition every week on Raw. Mm. I'm not ready to call that hoarding her title. If she wasn't there or wasn't wrestling, that'd be one thing. But she is doing both.
Eh.
My position is this, is that I don't think Sasha is going to beat
Ronda. I want to build this feud.
I don't think Sasha's going to beat Ronda. I think that Sasha may get hurt by Ronda.
Who do you think Ronda is going to fight at Mania then?
I don't know. Let me finish this. I think that Ronda's going to win. Ronda, not known for being the safest, with Sasha, who's not known for being the safest. Sasha may get hurt, and if she gets hurt, I don't think Ronda really is punished. If Sasha gets hurt by Ronda, I don't think Ronda really catches any flack.
Yeah.
If Sasha hurts Ronda, though, Sasha's fucked.
We'll see. They've given her a lot of leeway, man.
Ronda Rousey is the women's wrestling's... It's weird. She's number two to Becky. I think Becky's the most over person in WWE.
I'm with you.
I've yet to argue that. Rock, vitamin, or mineral.
Hey, you got to talk to the Nate Yard Dog if you want somebody to argue with you on this, okay? And you will. Next Sunday...
I'm sure I'll hear all about
it. In this very house, we're going to have so much going on. That unveiling, Chili... The Nate Yard Dog is going to be here with all new technology. It's going to be great.
I hope so.
You're very helpful, it sounds like.
No, but I really think I think that Ronda's got a bunch of money on contract. Mm-hmm. Next to Becky, she's the second most over woman. I think if Sasha were to get to hurt Ronda, Sasha would be so far in the doghouse. And WWE would be panicking because I think they're counting on Ronda for WrestleMania buys.
I could see that. She's really, box office, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think for a storyline purpose you need her necessarily. There's a lot of ways Ronda isn't important for WrestleMania. I think box office and press, she's incredibly important. I don't have a lot of confidence in Sasha to work safely. I don't know why they're putting her in there with Ronda.
Yeah. So you think we're gonna get a double UFC like main event, like Ronda and Brock?
For Mania. Yeah, I think they'll both be defending their titles at Mania.
Both going in as champion as well.
Yeah, both going in as champion. I think they're both going to defend their titles, not against each other, obviously.
No, that'd be cool. Yeah, that would be weird. Pay-per-view buys, how about that? Whoa. You heard it here first. We want Ronda Rousey to take on the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar. I said it. I want it. 2019.
Trebuchet's thoughts.
There are no lines.
Trebuchet's thoughts are his own and do not necessarily represent the Undisputed Podcast of the world.
Of course they do.
you're making this hard. But yeah, no, I don't really see a big upset on that. I do think for the Rumble, I think Becky's going to beat Asuka, and it's going to be wild.
I can see Asuka beating Becky.
When Nia wins the Rumble, I think they're really gonna play off of who's she gonna face. Like, I don't think Nia's gonna decide right away. So, because they're gonna let her feud with both Ronda and Becky for a minute. So my guess would be she's gonna end up facing Becky.
Your women's pick or way too early pick is Nia.
Yep, and I say that with no glee. I don't wanna pick her, but I think it's the right choice.
I'm gonna go Charlotte right now.
Why?
Because she ain't doing anything else right now. Same reason I'm picking Baron Corbin.
So you just whoever is...
She's not doing anything. She's always a contender.
She's relevant, but not busy.
Yes, and WrestleMania. You know that thing she beat Asuka at last year? And we could have a match, too. We could also have Asuka beat Becky and then Charlotte Asuka 2 at Mania. That'd be fun.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and then have Asuka tap Charlotte. Asuka tap Charlotte out at Mania,
I will say that
that feud is fire.
I will say this, guarantee this you. Royal Rumble season has kept me guessing more than
any
Rumble season.
I love it. I love all the hearsay. I love that we don't exactly know what's going on here. The only people that we can really eliminate from being legit threats here are if they have a title or if they're in like a tag team.
I don't necessarily. I don't see Lashley winning the Rumble. I don't see Rusev winning the Rumble. I don't see any of the tag champs winning.
Is Aiden English still on TV?
I don't think so. My guess would be he's probably on main event.
Yeah, that makes me so mad.
Also, I feel like he's...
Aiden English was so hot last year.
I think he's in cruiserweight territory. I wouldn't be surprised to see him show up at 205 Live.
That's so sad. That's so sad. He's such a wasted talent. That's a guy that started NXT and just took off, and then they just cooled him right down for no reason.
Yeah.
Is it because I loved it so much? Probably was.
Probably
was. I blame myself. Sorry, Trebuchites.
It's all right.
So, are we to final thoughts here, Showtime?
I think we are.
All right, buddy. Go ahead.
My final thoughts are another good episode. Enjoy being here. Really looking forward to the Rumble. Looking forward to being on the road to WrestleMania. But before we hop on the road, I need a nap.
That's fair. Did we get your men's Royal Rumble pick?
Yeah, I'm just going first pick Seth, second first pick Braun, mm-hmm. Women's Royal Rumble pick, first pick is Nia, which I is begrudging. I don't
that's
like
fair.
It.
No,
I think,
that's fair.
But it's realistic.
Yep. And this is all subject to change.
Absolutely.
Next week. This is not set in stone at all, but this is just where we're thinking right now.
I'm saying second first pick is Becky due to some kind of tomfoolery with her winding up in the Rumble after her title match.
Fair. Good final thoughts.
Yeah. How about you, Trebuchet?
Tune in next week, you guys. We have the Undisputed Unveiling. It's going to be great. Huge news. Huge.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be wonderful. We're going to have chili. we're going to have some pretty close to competition level chili up in here. So
yeah, we're going to have a big old party here at the Trebuchet House, and Colton Beverage is going to pay for it across the way.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be bigly, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be great. My way too early picks are Baron Corbin and Charlotte Flair. Woo! Cuz if we're going to do something, you might as well do it with Flair.
Sure.
And she wants to do just like her daddy did and win that Royal Rumble. One good Flair deserves another. Is that right? Is that the way?
You gotta keep that Flair drip going.
Oh. Anywho, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble, you guys. 30 men for the number one contendership going on to WrestleMania. 30 women going on to fight for the number one contendership going on to WrestleMania. I can't freaking wait. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.